Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at Lincoln High School, starting lineup, the streaks as they've gone throughout the season. Kelsey Legg, a 5'7 senior. Riley Jenkins, 5'7 sophomore. Andrea Sampson, 5'7 senior. Chloe McCarthy, a 5'9 senior. And Deja Range, a 5'7 senior. For the Lincoln Railers, they are young. The Rail Splitters, they go by Railers and Rail Splitters. They're young. 6'2 Leah Schneider, she's a junior. Cadence Presswood, 5'9 and a sophomore. Jasmine Davis, 5'7 and a sophomore. Madeline Kaler, 5'6 and a junior. And Emily Paulus, 5'7 and a sophomore. Streaks in their road black, silver numbers, silver and white trim. Lincoln in their home white, red and green trim, red numbers with the green trim on them. Stepping into the center circle for the streaks at 5'8, Deja Range, and at 6'2, Leah Schneider for Lincoln. Glad to have you along with us here tonight, getting ready for this non-conference game between the streaks and the Rail Splitters. I think this is the second oldest officiating crew we've had this year. Not one of them is quite as old as the guy at Rock Island, but the crew overall, they're pretty close. The tip won by the Rail Splitters.
Well, I was watching the guy in the baseline get up and down the floor there. It's not promising if this becomes an up-tempo game.
It's a good thing he's tall with long legs. He'll get up a little quicker while walking. Three-pointer attempted from out high on the right side. No good. That was Madeline Kaler. Rebound comes out long to Andrea Sampson. Streaks with it. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Swings it back to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Back down to the left corner. Goes to Kelsey Legg. To Andrea Sampson, right wing for three. And she's off the mark there. Yeah, got stuck between the rim
should
and
be
the glass.
Ball.
Yeah, jump ball. It's an alternate possession here. So, yeah,
the streaks don't realize
ball.
It's their ball.
Yep. Need to come back down this way, girls. And, the officials tell him now it's your basketball. It's so uncanny, this gym. Coach Massey was telling me, right as he started telling me, he's like, this looks a lot like our gym. Same architect designed it, the entryways, the doorways, the kind of the wind tunnels, they call them, in the exact same spot. The difference is that their foyer is just a little bit bigger where their trophy room is. On the inbound, Kelsey Legg to Deja Range on the left block. Deja puts it up off the glass and in. Streaks lead 2-0. But otherwise, this is it's identical. The doors on the other end where the coaches' offices are coming in, even where their cafeteria is in comparison with this. Down on the right block, it goes inside to Presswood. She missed it. Rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson for the streaks. Andrea on the dribble, streaks at 16-9, and the Rail Splitters at 8-16 on the year. Riley Jenkins in the center circle down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Deja Range on the left wing. Now Andrea Sampson moves over to Kelsey Legg, Chloe McCarthy to Kelsey Legg. Now Riley Jenkins on the right wing, fires a three. That's off the mark. Rebound taken away by Cadence Presswood for Lincoln.
Well, obviously that's something that the streaks worked on, is that cross-court pass, because they've done it twice now, going from the far side baseline all the way over to the near side wing for that three-point attempt.
On the left wing, Jasmine Davis puts up a 10-footer in the paint, up and good. First basket for the Rail Splitters. We're tied at 2, 6:22 to play here in the first quarter. Three-quarter court press, 1-2-2 from the Rail Splitters. Streaks break it. Riley Jenkins at the right elbow, kicks out to Andrea Sampson. Long three-pointer out high right side. Missed that one badly. It's going to go back to the streaks, as they're going to say it nicked one of the Lincoln players.
No, they're calling a foul.
Oh, a foul. That's going to go against Leah Schneider, their 6'2 center. I didn't see what happened.
And they call the push on the rebound. Her and Deja were jockeying for position.
First foul of the game. Andrea fires a 17-footer right wing. Missed it. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Leans in, but she traveled with it. She got a hip into her, and I think that's why she traveled, but the officials couldn't have seen it from that angle. So the streaks turn it over. 6:03 to play first quarter. We're tied at 2. And I also talking with Lincoln's head coach, Taylor Rohrer, I was talking with her about the gym, and she said, you know, the even more uncanny thing, she was a graduate of West Aurora High School, and she said, the first time I walked into this gym with my mother after I'd taken the job, we came down here to look for apartments, said they have had the same architect, same gym there, too. Except that there they still had the old wooden bleachers, which we still had till a couple of years ago, that unfortunate thing with a leak that gave us a new gym,
right?
Basically. Streaks get the turnover on the inbound. Boy, that should have been a foul. Kelsey Lake got knocked to the floor by Jasmine Davis, who stole the ball, and the teams exchange turnovers. Davis between the circles, out high left side. It goes to Paulus. Now top of the key is Schneider. Right wing, Davis. Fakes, goes toward the baseline, stops down on the right block to Presswood, up off the glass and in. First basket for Presswood, 4-2, first lead for Lincoln. Streaks break the press easily. Riley Jenkins dumps it down to Deja on the right block, up off the glass and in. That's the way to break a press. That was a really nice job on the press break that time, and you get the layup.
Well, and a great job by Deja not taking the ball to the floor either, because Riley pulled the defense to her. Nice little flip pass over the top to Deja. Deja just went straight up with it. She puts that ball on the ground, the defense would have collapsed on her.
Deja has all four of the Streaks points. We're tied at four with just under 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Try to get it inside to Schneider. And it got knocked away. I think Chloe McCarthy got a hand on it. Now, if you're going to be looking for the Aylesbury High boys basketball game, they will start in just a bit. Well, they're probably on the air now. They are up at United Township. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman. That game is on 92.7 FM, the Laser. So Streaks boys basketball tonight, 92.7 FM, the Laser, Western Big Six game at United Township tonight. Of course, tomorrow we'll have another one. Tomorrow morning, the Streaks will play host to the Alamo Pioneers. Senior night, which has become senior Saturday morning now.
Right.
The final home conference game. That was supposed to be a week ago last night, and it got postponed twice. Top of the key, this is Kaler with it. Penetrates to the left elbow, kicks out left wing to Michaela Anderson, who's in. Now it's Kaler with it again, out high right side, right wing to Davis. Top of the key, it goes to Anderson. Out high left side, it's Paulus. Now Kaler fires a three, in and out, no good. And Deja with a rebound. Nice job blocking Presswood out that time. Take a lot of time off the clock when they're on that end. Kelsey Legg, left wing, swing it to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins back to Andrea, right wing. She'll go baseline, and I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
I think the ball slipped out of her hand on that pass. I think she was trying to make that skip pass back over to Kelsey Legg, and the ball almost went straight up in the air.
Right, it just looked like a pop-up on the infield.
I noticed down one other time when Andrea had it down here, she had trouble dribbling it. I don't know if it's a slick ball or what's going on with it. Top of the key, it's Presswood, right wing, Davis drives baseline, quick player, and Andrea's going to get called for a foul. Yeah,
Andrea getting called for the push. She had her hands up, and maybe got her with a little bit of body, but it looked like Davis got by her without an issue.
First team foul on the Streaks, Chelsea Stevenson, Lexi Tucker. First substitutions for the Streaks as Andrea Sampson and Deja Range will get a break. Back in for Lincoln is Leah Schneider. She replaces Michaela Anderson. 3:42 to play first quarters. We're tied at four. Now a steal on the inbound by Kelsey Legg, and a push is going to be called on Madeline Kaler. Nice job by Kelsey. She got position, got her rear end into to Kaler so she wouldn't be able to get close to the ball. And as she's trying to get control of it, Kaler kind of laying it on top of her. Second team foul now on the rail splitters. Three-quarter court press again. The 1-2, I guess it's more of a 1-2-1-1. And now they drop back more of a 1-2-2. Now Chelsea Stevenson trapped in the corner, but Coach Massey gets a timeout. And he's going to call a 30-second timeout as we take time to thank Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, for providing our transportation to all Streaks road games. Really nice. It's the first time we've driven one of these. It's a brand-new 2019 Nissan Kicks. It is a smaller, I don't know, how would you describe, is it an SUV?
No.
Is it a small SUV? It's a crossover, I guess, is what you call it.
Yeah, I think that's what they call them,
and
crossovers.
You know, one of the cool things, and this is actually part of their rental fleet. It's a car with only 200-some miles on it, but part of the rental fleet, so it's a brand-new car, and that's one of the things we fail to mention sometimes. If you need a rental for whatever reason, if you got somebody coming in town that needs a vehicle, or yours is being repaired, talk to a Galesburg Nissan. But this is a Nissan Kicks. It's a really nice car. It's one what you think of a car that would be probably considered stripped down in today's day and age. It's completely different with what stripped down used to be, because it's got everything still.
Right.
It's got cloth seats, but that's the only thing that you would consider stripped down. Kelsey Legg missed a three out high left side. Rebound comes down to Presswood, but it's a really, really nice vehicle. You're going to want to check out, and reasonably priced. These things are a sticker around 18-something. So for a brand-new car, really nice, and you can check this out, and part of the rental fleet as well. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Down on the right block, shot missed by Presswood. Lexi Tucker comes away with a rebound. Now Riley Jenkins has it and gets it across midcourt to Chloe McCarthy. Left corner goes to Kelsey Legg. Now Riley Jenkins. Right corner, Chelsea Stevenson. I don't know how to cure that because she does that almost every time she touches the ball. She's got it's a really quick first step, but she's trapped. She's kind of shuffling the feet before she makes the move, though.
Yeah, she takes like a left side step to kind of cross him over without putting the ball on the ground.
Now Chloe McCarthy comes away with a steal. Got around and fronted Schneider as they tried to get it inside. And the Streaks get it back. Not a lot of scoring so far. 4-4 is our score. 2.5 minutes to play first quarter. Chloe McCarthy out high left side. Now to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Back to Chloe out high left side against kind of like a 3-2 almost.
Not a lot of energy in the gym either.
No.
The crowd hasn't really gotten into it. There's no cheerleaders.
Yep. Right corner goes to Chelsea Stevenson. She'll fire the three. Missed it. And rebound to Chloe McCarthy. Puts it up. Can't hit.
Travel.
Oh, got called for the travel, though. Well, she kind of came down. And, again, she couldn't get a grip. I'm wondering if the ball is a little bit slick because the rebound came down. She got it, and she just couldn't get a grip on it.
Fumbling with it.
Yeah. And part of the thing here at Lincoln, it's a Friday night, so the boys' team is on the road somewhere, and this is definitely a boys' basketball town here.
Right.
So not very many fans. There's a few Streaks fans over there. There might be close to as many as there is for Lincoln, but there's not much of a fan base in here because we're on the side we're on behind the team's benches. They don't even have the bleachers pulled out behind the benches. We're up on the balcony. If you think about our gym on the
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Who got called for that? Was that Kaylee
Miller?
I think
it's going to go against Deja.
Oh.
Nope, it's going to go against Andrea.
Andrea.
Her second.
Got called for, a push, reach. I'm not sure what happened.
He called
her
for a hold, but Kayla just lost the control of the ball, and it went to the ground. It didn't look like anybody touched her.
But, near steal, but Schneider comes away with it. Now it's Davis, top of the key. Kicks out high right side to Kayler. Now down to Schneider on the right block. Up off the glass, no
over
good.
The top. Could have
got called for going over the back, but didn't get the call. Now the ball's going to go off of the Streaks as Lauren Livingston couldn't corral it. Or I'm sure it goes back to Lincoln. But if you think about this is the same gym, basically, and we would be behind the benches, but up top on the balcony. And they have the bleachers pulled out up here, but nobody's sitting up here. So we're kind of sitting on the front in front of the bleachers as Kaler drives in from the right baseline. Nobody cut her off. Pulls up with the short jumper off the glass and got it. And that's her first basket. 6-4 is the Lincoln lead. 1:19 to play first quarter. Lauren Livingston to Kaylee Miller out high left side. And Andrea Sampson had to save it in bounds, but Jasmine Davis comes away with it. The pass was too high, and Andrea kind of went up with one hand and saved it in bounds, but it went right to Jasmine Davis.
6th turnover for the Streaks. Just not in any kind of offensive flow right now.
Davis right wing. Top of the key. It goes to Kaler in the paint. This is Schneider. Just inside the free throw line, 14-footer up and good. I'm surprised that one fell because she didn't get totally squared up. She kind of faked to the left, turned back to the right, and was kind of halfway when she turned it, but she got it to go down. Andrea Sampson for three right wing on the feed from Riley Jenkins, no good. And the rebound comes away to Schneider for Lincoln.
You know, the thing, Tom, is that this is exactly how last year's game felt.
Yeah.
Just not a lot of energy, and the Streaks just could not get into anything offensively, and that was a low-scoring game until the second half when Lincoln pulled away.
Pick and roll to Schneider. She rolls to the basket, puts it up and in. Ran into Lauren Livingston in the process, but got it up and in. Now she's got a quick four-point run. Make it 10-4 Lincoln. Now the Streaks turn it over.
Can't keep
with
throwing that
seconds
pass.
Away.
They're sitting on it now. Streaks keep trying to throw that cross-court pass against the press, and now Lincoln's just sitting on it.
Davis, 3 seconds to play. Now Riley Jenkins with a steal. She'll fire from just outside the three-point arc. Off the glass, just missed it. We've played one quarter of basketball. It is the Lincoln Rail Splitters 10, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Gelsberg.info. Recent winners include Guardian Angels, Gelsberg Covenant Church, Gelsberg Rescue Mission, and Discovery Depot. To nominate your favorite, go to Gelsberg.info, keyword hundreds.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith there, Gibson Lincoln High School, one quarter in the books. The Rail Splitters leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 10-4. Lincoln with the basketball to start the second quarter. Right wing, this is Davis working against Andrea Sampson. Top of the key, it goes to Paulus. Paulus gives out high left side to Kaler. Davis, top of the key, now right side, it goes to Paulus. Now it's Kaler, top of the key, on the dribble. Back to Paulus, right wing, looking for Schneider. Posted up down on the right block. Good job by Deja coming around and fronting, and some help from the weak side from Chloe McCarthy.
Tom, I agree with you. Them having rail splitters across the side of the court is very deceiving. It keeps looking like they're standing out of bounds.
Yeah, because when you go across the top of the letters for ITTERS, there's a solid red line the whole way there, and I keep thinking they're stepping out of bounds. Now, nice defense by Kelsey Legg. Had to save it in bounds, but it's not going to quite get there. And it's going to go back to the rail splitter.
And most gyms that I've seen that do that, they do put that out of bounds. You know, that's rarely in bounds. And just very deceiving because every once in a while I look up where somebody's standing. It looks like they're clearly out of bounds, but they're just in that lettering. Oh, here's
Andrea
a steal.
Andrea Sampson tapped it away, and she'll run it into the backcourt against Davis. Laid it up and good. Nice
great
hustle
job
by Andrea.
And great job going strong to the hole, too, because that's one of those ones that can be tricky. Because the other player's there and you're worried about the contact, and she took it regardless. She was going to go and try to make that.
10-6 Lincoln. Maybe that'll get the streaks woken up here a little bit. Roy S. Anderson Gymnasium, and that on the court, it says Coach Neil, Neil Alexander Court.
Somebody get a hand on that?
I think so. I think, I don't know if it was Chloe or Deja. I thought somebody tapped it, but it went out of bounds. It's going to go back to Lincoln. But Coach Neil Alexander Court, of course, he's got over 800 wins in his career. Was up at Abingdon at one time before he came here to Lincoln. As Schneider gets it down on the left block and puts it up and in, she's got six and make it 12-6 Lincoln.
Oh, travel.
Yeah, and Andrea was getting ready to make the pass, and the defense closed out, and she picked it up and drug the pivot foot. So another streaks turnover here. That is not going to be a good stat at halftime.
Nope, we're already up to 8.
And for the most part, it's been unforced errors.
Right.
Kaler, right wing out high left side. It goes to Anderson. Back to Kaler out high on the right side now. Fakes, dribbles left to the free throw line. And a pass knocked away and stolen by Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, right side, laid it up with the right hand, missed it. Rebound left side, Kelsey Legg there, got knocked to the floor, missed the shot. And Presswood comes down with a rebound. Coach Massey a little vocal with the officials on the no call there. Now another steal. Chloe McCarthy, as they tried to get it inside to Presswood, Chloe stepped in and took it away. What's their turnover total now? 7 for them. Riley Jenkins for 3 left.
Nope.
Oh, no, it's a 2 just inside the line. Left baseline puts it up and in. So that's the first basket for Riley. Deja had all 4 of our points in the first quarter. Now Andrea Sampson and Riley Jenkins with the basket, and it's 12-8, 5:45 to play first half.
Go with the dribble.
Oh, nope, they're going to call offensive foul on Schneider, illegal pick. Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Leah Schneider got called. I didn't see that. The streaks get called for that a lot. I didn't know that she was moving, but she must have been moving because she didn't push off or anything. Kind of had the arms together, but she must have been stepped up into it or something. I think it was Chloe that was trying to get around her. Kaylee Miller back in for the streaks. Lexi Tucker in as well as Deja Range and Kelsey Legg get a break. They're in there with Andrea Sampson, Chloe McCarthy, and Riley Jenkins. Streaks trail 12-8, 5:40 to play first half. Chloe in the backcourt gets it across Andrea on the left side. Now out high right side to Riley Jenkins. Now Chloe between the circles. Now Riley with it. Back to Chloe out high left side. Now Riley Jenkins between the circles. Right wing to Andrea Sampson. Right baseline to go to Lexi Tucker. Lost a handle on it. Got it back. Now Riley Jenkins has it. Again, I still think that ball is slick or something. Now Andrea, three-pointer right baseline. Good. Yep, maybe that steal and layup got her going. She's got 5 and make a 12-11. Now a timeout called by Taylor Rohrer. And this is going to be a 30 as well with 5:12 to play in the first half. And the Streaks now trail by 1, 12-11.
Well, good job right there by the Streaks. They ran a set play down where they swung the ball all the way to the corner to Lexi Tucker. And then they swing it out of the corner. And Lexi goes sets that screen for Andrea to free up Andrea on the side of the zone. And that's the thing. And sometimes players don't understand where you're supposed to set that screen. And when there's a 2-3 zone or a 3-2 zone or you know, any zone with that's kind of flat like that, you just set it on the side of the zone because they're anticipating being able to run out there free, and that's what happened right there. Andrea, nice job squaring up, and Riley got the ball right back down to her.
So they'll bring it for three-quarters court. Streaks will pick up with some full-court pressure. Looks like it'll just be some man-to-man pressure. As Anderson will inbound, and it comes to Davis. She'll run it across right of the center circle. Just over 5 minutes to play in the half. Streaks trail 12-11.
Davis and Anderson just got done playing in that softball game. Anderson's actually the one that hit that half-court game
winner. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, a lot of these girls play at both levels. Davis has it on the right baseline. Travel with it. Now kicked it out to Kaler. Now it's Anderson. Anderson to the free throw line. Kicks out to Kaler out high left side. Down the left block. Stolen away by Chloe McCarthy. Same thing again. Instead of bouncing it or faking high and going low, they're just throwing it over the top. And Chloe's coming around and fronting and stole it away twice now. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. To Andrea Sampson near the center circle, out high left side. Kaylee Miller swings it back over to Andrea. Oh. Well, that she was trying to go
we're
to Andrea.
We're going to get an illegal screen anyway on Riley.
Well, and what happened, Kaylee, Andrea was going that direction, and I'm not sure that she could have gotten to the ball, but she saw the ball go over the top, and I don't know if she thought somebody else was over there, but I don't think she could have gotten to it anyway. So the Streaks turn it over with 4.5 minutes to play here in the first half, trailing by 1-12-11. Davis with it out high. Right wing, it goes to Anderson. Got knocked away by Riley Jenkins. Anderson gets it back. Now it's Davis out high on the left side. Gives to Paulus. Goes right side. Got it to Schneider.
Travel.
Outside the lane. Nope. They're going to call the travel. I thought they were going to call the foul. Nice defense by Lexi Tucker and Chloe McCarthy helping out.
Instead, turnovers now for the Rail Splitters.
4:10 to play in the half as Kelsey Legg checks back in. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break. You know, it's pretty amazing between Lexi Tucker and Deja Raines, the job they do defensively on big girls for the other team that are always way taller than them. They do
right.
A really, really nice job.
Well, and Deja's got good athleticism, and I think Lexi does a great job with body positioning.
Yeah. Chloe McCarthy out high left side, left baseline, Kelsey Legg. Now it's back to Chloe. And Kaylee Miller will come out, and Chloe's going to take it back the other way. Now Kelsey Legg out high on the right side. Swing it to Riley Jenkins, right baseline. She'll fire the three, too strong. Rebound weak side comes to Anderson. Traveled after she pulled it down. They didn't call it, though. Anderson on the run. Out high left side to Davis. Davis gives to Paulus out high on the right side. She picks up, looking for Schneider, can't find her. And Schneider's post up as Chloe steals it again. Their Streaks are doing such a good job defensively. Schneider's not posting up down on the block. She's out about 4 or 5 feet outside the lane. Now to Lexi Tucker, posted up and tried to kick it back out. It got knocked away, and Davis comes away with it. Davis down the right side of the lane, puts it up off the glass and in. That was a nice take by the sophomore Jasmine Davis. That's her second basket. They get 14-11. Now the Streaks turn it over again. Pass too high. Kaylee Miller couldn't hold on against the full court pressure.
11 turnover for the Streaks.
11 turnovers, 11 points as Deja Range. Andrea Sampson check back in. So does Lauren Livingston as Lexi Tucker, Kaylee Miller, and Chloe McCarthy will get a break. Galesburg High boys basketball. If you're looking for that, Streaks playing up at United Township tonight. Brad Benn with Steve Cheeseman. That game is on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Left side, Paulus on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Schneider. Right wing, Davis. Kicks back out to Anderson, right side. She'll dribble left and gives to Paulus out high left side. They just keep looking for that post up in there. The Streaks are doing a really good job defending it. Now Davis has it, and Schneider's at the high post right side, but she kicks it back over to Anderson out high on the left side. Now to Schneider in the paint. Knocked away from behind by Deja Range. Kelsey Legg comes up with it to Lauren Livingston. Nice dump off to Riley Jenkins running the floor. Great fast break by the Streaks. Deja to Lauren to Riley. She lays it up and in without a dribble there. So Riley Jenkins with her second basket. As Lincoln breaks the press, Anderson pulls up with an 8-footer on the left baseline, puts it up and in.
Barely broke the press. The ball got loose at half court, unfortunately for the Streaks. So only Lincoln corralled it before they could.
16-13, 2 minutes to play. Andrea with a three out high right side.
Way
downtown. Wow. Way out there, and in fact, Anderson turned it. I thought she got into her, blocking her out as she was coming down. I thought they could have called a foul on that.
I don't think these guys are quick enough to pay attention to that.
We are tied at 16 now. Presswood left baseline, top of the key to Davis. Wide open three for her is no good. Rebound comes down. Schneider is going to go off her
ball.
Last. Yep. Schneider tapped it around, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Well, the problem, I'm guessing these guys actually in their day were probably pretty good officials when they could keep up. Because, I mean, I wouldn't say they're horrible. They just can't keep up.
Yeah, that day was back in the 80s.
Yes, exactly. Might have been back when I was playing even. Who knows? Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Andrea Sampson out high right side. In it goes to Deja against Schneider. Turns, puts it up.
Oh, a lot of contact there.
Wow.
No foul. Call.
Yeah, because Schneider had her hand straight up at first and then kind of brought him down on top of Deja as she went up, and they didn't call the foul. They get it to Schneider down on the right block. This time she runs into Lauren Livingston, missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson. Andrea gets to Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side and got bumped from behind by Jasmine Davis.
Schneider does not have much agility in there. She got that ball and looked like a bull just kind of falling forward. She could have been called for the offensive foul, no call, but she did never squared her body up. And we saw in that one she made earlier that she never squared her body up. She just kind of chucked it at the rim.
Yeah, not the athleticism and coordination has not quite caught up with the size yet. It's 6'2" and a sophomore. Who did we see earlier this year that we were so surprised for her size?
Kelly Krupa from Morton.
Yeah,
Got an offer from Bradley, actually.
Really, as a freshman?
Yep.
Wow. And she could handle the ball. She could do it all. Riley Jenkins on the feed from Andrea Sampson. Missed the three from the left wing. Davis with a rebound for Lincoln. We're tied at 16, 50 seconds to play in the half. Paulus left wing out high left side. Davis down the left side of the lane, traveled with it. Nope, double dribble. Yeah, she's looking. She wasn't sure what she did, but picked it up and got both hands on it, dribbled it one more time.
Chloe come back in here with 45.3 left. Get Lauren Livingston.
We're tied at 16. Be nice to see the Streaks go into the break with a lead here. Full court pressure again. Kelsey Legg. Somebody's got to get to the middle now. Andrea Sampson has it. She gets it across. Right wing. And now Davis is riding her, and she gets called for the push. Two quick fouls on Jasmine Davis, and that's five team fouls now on Lincoln.
Not very many fouls called here in this first half. Eight total.
So Kelsey legged inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks, and it comes to Andrea Sampson, three, left baseline, missed it. Kelsey Legg with a weak side rebound and got hammered, and that's three fouls now on Jasmine Davis. And she didn't like it, but it could have been on either one of them. They both fouled her when she came down with a rebound. Her and I think it was Paulus that was there. That's 16 fouls, so if Streaks get fouled again here, they're going to go to the free throw line. So Kelsey inbounds again. Bounces for Lexi Tucker on the left block. Missed the shot off the glass. Rebound comes down to Paulus. That was a good pass from Kelsey. Lexi just couldn't get it to fall. Goren's in now. Gives out high left side to Anderson. 20 seconds to play. Schneider fires a three top of the key. Lexi Tucker got a piece of it. Now they're going to call the foul on her, though. And they're going to get... that was... They didn't call the one where Andrea shot it, and Anderson turned to block out, and Andrea came down on her. And this one, I could argue if there was contact, it was after the shot.
Well, the problem was that Lexi first put her shoulder into the screener, and it looked like a football player knocking a player off a block. And then she went after Schneider, and she was coming into Schneider, but the ball was clearly away, and she had hit the ground. To me, that should always be after the shot, not during the shot.
And Schneider went to the floor, and at Lexi's weight and Schneider's weight, she's not knocking her to the floor.
Right, but as the kids would say, the ball don't lie. She's missed the first two free throws.
Yep, there you go. So now the third shot coming up. 18.5 to play here in the half, and we are tied at 16. Leah Schneider, 6'2", sophomore at the line. Third shot, and she made that one. So one of three in that sequence. Full court pressure once again. Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg, now Riley Jenkins with 12 seconds. Riley drives left baseline.
Now Lane.
Lays it up and missed it. Deja with a rebound, lost the handle on, now goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks with 6.1 seconds to play. Not sure what did Riley kind of short-arm that one. I'm not sure what exactly happened.
I don't know if it goes back to the weird feeling they're having with the basketball. But it looked like it was a wide-open layup. She just didn't get it to fall.
Right baseline, Kelsey Legg for three just before the buzzer. Can't hit. Restricted rebound. Outman don't get another shot off. Riley was trying to set to fire the three. We have played one half of basketball. Well, the Streaks are back in it. They trailed 10-4 at the end of the first quarter. And now at halftime, it is Lincoln 17, Galesburg 16. We'll come back with our halftime program. We will run down our scoreboard and upcoming schedule, our halftime stats, and more. Streaks trail 17-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, they're
there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Did your sister get a new car?
Yeah, I think it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
All the cool kids are doing it. And who wouldn't want to drive the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Our lot is full of beautiful 2019 Toyotas, and they are some of the sharpest vehicles I've ever seen. So stop by today and start test driving. I promise, we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between nautical blue metallic and ruby flare pearl. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
You know, walk the dog, game a little, play with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi. Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime from Lincoln High School. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Lincoln Rail Splitters. Or, you know, it's really strange. They go by Railers and Rail Splitters. In fact, on top of the high school, as you're entering by the gym, it says on top of the building, Lincoln Railers, but then they have their electronic sign that says Lincoln Rail Splitters, and that's technically, and on the side of the floor, it says Rail Splitters, but I guess take your pick, whatever you want to call them. But they're winning here so far tonight, 17-16. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by somebody. And I've got them on a list here. brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, where the sophomore team lost here tonight 52-49 on a last-second shot that was past last second. They called it, were pretty sure the red light had lit up and the buzzer had gone before they let a half-court shot go, and Lincoln beat our sophomores 52-49. The Galesburg High boys are in action right now. They're playing up at United Township. If you're looking for that game with Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman, it is on 92.7 FM. The
Laser. They haven't started yet, though.
Oh, they haven't. So they're,
no,
they're
the boys, the sophomore streaks won 53-47 over UT, though.
Okay, so probably a lot of timeouts down the stretch of that one with a close game. Well, here's what the upcoming schedule looks like. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have senior night for the Streaks, but it's going to be in the morning, and it's going to be a conference game, and it's going to be weird. 11:10 pregame, 11:30 for the tip. I'll be there with that one tomorrow at John Thiel Gym as we host the Alamon Pioneers. That was supposed to happen a week ago last night. First time got postponed due to the weather. Then it was to be played on Monday, got postponed again. So here we are Saturday as Alamon, actually, their regular season should have been over already as they start the postseason in Class 2A coming up. Well, I'm not sure if they play Monday or Tuesday, but they're heading into the postseason. So the Streaks and Pioneers tomorrow morning, again, 11:10 pregame and 11:30 for the tip. And I'm assuming we're going to be doing the senior morning festivities, and I believe they're also going to be doing, I'm assuming for Coach Massey, what they were going to do with that game that night, honoring him for the 900th victory. So, again, that is tomorrow morning. Then in between, the girls and boys will have Fighting Illini basketball, as they will be, they're hosting Nebraska tomorrow, right? Yeah, they'll host Nebraska tomorrow, and that'll be, well, the pregame will probably miss most of that with the girls' game, but we'll probably get pretty close to the tip-off, which is 1 o'clock, and then the Galesburg High boys are hosting St. Charles East tomorrow night. That'll be a little earlier than normal start, 5:40 pregame, 6 o'clock scheduled tip with Brad and Steve tomorrow night. Then Monday night, we're right back at it. Final game at John Thiel Gym this year, a regularly scheduled non-conference game against the Jacksonville Crimsons. I don't know how bad they want to make the trip. They lost, what, like 60-6?
66-8 last night to Springfield.
Yeah, that's not. But Springfield's good, but they're not the Springfield teams of the past.
No,
so that's Yeah, so that.
Well, I mean, to only score 8 points in a varsity basketball game.
And that's only driving 30 miles for that. So.
Right.
Hopefully that means we'll get maybe a continuous clock game Monday night, because we'll turn around Tuesday night. Our game last night with Moline got postponed. So Tuesday night we'll head up to Wharton Fieldhouse and take on the Maroons. Now, what will happen if the Streaks win tomorrow morning? They will clinch at least a share of second place in the Western Big Six Conference. If they get that one, and if they beat Moline on Tuesday night, or if they beat Quincy on Thursday night, we'll play down there Thursday night. They will clinch second place all by themselves. Rocky, by the way, last night with their win over Alleman, clinched their seventh or eighth straight Western Big Six championship, something like that.
Yes, a bunch.
Yeah, a whole bunch of them. So Tuesday night will be a Moline. Then Thursday night, the final regular season game, will play at Quincy, and that'll bring us to the postseason. As we mentioned, talking with Coach Massey earlier, seedings came out yesterday. As expected, we got the number 4 seed in our subsectional. Richwood's defending state champion. They're actually ranked number 2 now because Kankakee's undefeated, and so people decided to start voting them number 1. But Richwood's only lost to Morton. So, you know, there's that. Or did they also lose to the team from Kentucky?
No, I think they only lost to Rocky.
They lost to Rocky and then Morton, right at the State Farm. So, yeah, so again, the two teams they lost to, two of the tops in the nation. So they're ranked number 2 in the state, defending state champions. So they're the number 1 seed, and the number 2 is, why am I drawing a blank on the number 2? Canton's the number 3. Who's the number 2 seed?
The number 2 seed is Geneseo.
Geneseo. And, Geneseo is hosting a regional. Manuel's hosting the other. So it's a Richwood's, Geneseo, Canton, Galesburg, the top 4. So Geneseo hosting.
Dunlap 5.
And there will be a play-in game between Macomb and Manuel.
Macomb and Manuel.
And then Richwoods will play the winner of that game, and the Streaks will play Peoria Notre Dame, who is the 6th seed. And Coach Massey didn't mention this on the air, but off the air he had kind of mentioned that, you know, you kind of take us and Dunlap and Notre Dame, put a hat over us, and, you know, who wins? You never know. In my opinion, when we play well, I think we're by far a better team than either one of those two. But we've had nights where we haven't played well. You just don't know which team's going to show up sometimes. But hopefully it'll be the good one, and we'll take on Notre Dame, and that'll be on the Tuesday night, not next week, but the following week down at Manuel. And it'll be the later game, the 7:30 game that night. All right, halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about 1 million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Partly cloudy skies for tonight with patchy fog and patchy freezing drizzle developing through the overnight hours and a low of 17, but rising to about 29 through the overnight. Cloudy for tomorrow, areas of fog, patchy freezing rain as well, and a high of 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 18 degrees.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Halftime stats, which is easy because there's not that many, brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. 8 points for Andrea Sampson, including a couple threes. 4 apiece for Deja Range and Riley Jenkins, the 2 3-pointers. 7 points to Leah Schneider. They were 1 for 3 from the line. She shot all 3 of those free throws.
Yeah, 14 turnovers for Lincoln 11 for the streaks. Those are the biggest numbers. 11-9 streaks with the rebounding advantage. And Lincoln's actually shooting pretty well, 8 of 16, but they're 0 of 3 from distance. Streaks are 7 of 24, 2 of 12 from downtown.
Lincoln with a basketball to start the second half. They lead 17-16. Yep, Presswood travel with it. Now Paulus has it on the right side. Top of the key, it goes to Kaler. Now Schneider out high right side. This is Davis. They're all kind of, what did you call that, what all the teams are running now? Where they're
The five out.
Five running. Out.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it. Essentially an open, positionless basketball.
Right, yeah, that was a positionless basketball. And they're all kind of just a, kind of a rotation here. A lot more movement than they had in the first half, that's for sure. Schneider top of the key.
They're essentially running a weave out top, yeah. And they're exchanging inside.
Davis airballs a three. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Streaks with a chance to take the lead here for the first time since early in the basketball game. I think they had a 4-2 lead. Or do you have 2-0 and 4-2? And then I think that was our last
4-2
lead.
Yep, 4-2 was our last.
Chloe McCarthy.
No, our only lead was at 2-0.
Oh, 2-0. Okay, Chloe McCarthy badly missed that three. And again, I don't know if the ball slipped out of her hand or not. I mean, the shooting background's exactly the same as our gym and everything. I really think there's an issue with the ball here. That's horrible because, you know, we've all had that playing, especially when you handle the ball a lot on a night where the ball's really slick. You can't get enough rosin to even help with it. Davis drives right baseline. Nice move. Ooh, shot blocked by, was it Andrea?
Andrea, that's going to be her third.
Foul they called on Andrea.
I don't think they use rosin anymore in high school, Tom.
That's only an NBA thing now, I guess. So Scottie Pippen or who was it? Oh, it was Jordan. They used to do
Jordan and LeBron used to do it, too.
Yeah, that's right. LeBron would throw it up. And
he'd throw it in there.
Jordan would just slap his hands in front of, Neil Funk that was doing the radio play-by-play at that time.
Him and Red, right?
Yeah, Johnny Red. Yeah, I was in front of Red. He kind of did. First free throw up and good by Jasmine Davis. And make it 18-16, Lincoln. Second shot up, and that's no good. Deja with a rebound, knocked away from behind, and it's going to go back to the streaks. All right, the full court pressure again from Lincoln. 1-2-2. Andrea Sampson with it. Chloe McCarthy. Kelsey Legg. Now Andrea has it across. Nope, not quite across midcourt. Dan, the streaks turn it over. Got a little lackadaisical with that pass. Now Davis, now she lost a handle on it. Had to save it inbounds, and it goes into the backcourt. And that
should be an over back.
Now the official blows the whistle. Now, yeah, he is going to call. He didn't make the indication.
Yeah.
It's going to the streaks, though. I don't know how they missed that because Davis saved it from down on the baseline. It went into the backcourt. Schneider picked up into the backcourt. No streak touched it. It's an over. That's an over and back. He never still didn't make the indication.
No,
he
didn't.
Gave the ball to the streaks.
In fact, he pointed like he like somebody was out of bounds over here.
Wow, which I don't think happened either.
No,
because Schneider had it, but she was in like inside where it says rail splitter, so she was like a good 3 feet from the sideline. Nonetheless, the streaks get it back. Riley Jenkins out high right side. Now Kelsey Legg, left baseline. Chloe McCarthy fires a three. Missed that one, and the rebound comes down on the weak side to Paulus for Lincoln. 5:49 to play third quarter.
Nobody's guarding the ball.
I heard Coach Massey yelling, and therefore Kaler pulls up with about a 17-footer and puts it up and in.
No.
Or was that
Kaler? I thought he called it a three. No.
Oh, was it a three?
Two?
No, okay. I thought she was inside there.
Yep.
But yeah,
I swear he had his hands up like it was a three. But
you could hear the streaks bench yelling, pick up the ball handler. Now Riley Jenkins for three left baseline. That's too strong. Presswood comes down with a rebound. Streaks just not shooting the ball well here tonight, with the exception of Andrea with a couple of threes.
Well, even Andrea struggled, essentially. She's 3 of 8 from the field.
Schneider left baseline. Turnaround to 8-footer is no good. And the rebound comes down to Presswood. Lost it off her own foot, and it goes back to the streaks. And again, she pulls the ball down and just totally lost the handle on it. And
well, she dribbled that off her foot.
Yeah. I thought she lost a handle and went off her foot. I wasn't sure she was trying to dribble.
I thought she was trying to dribble it.
Riley Jenkins across midcourt left side, goes to the baseline, picks up, cut off by Schneider, now kicks out to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Chloe McCarthy between the circles, back to Kelsey. Now Riley Jenkins in the left corner, drives by Schneider, kicks back out.
That was a late call.
Okay, she went around Schneider, and I thought Schneider kind of bumped her.
Right.
And then she turned and passed the ball out to Kelsey Legg, and then he blew the whistle and said that Riley was out of bounds after Kelsey had already caught the ball. 30-second timeout called by the Streaks. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg, as a provider of transportation to all Streaks road games, driving a brand-new 2019 Nissan Kicks. This is a new one, and this is an incredibly affordable vehicle for everything that comes on this thing. And this one is actually part of their rental fleet, which that's an option for you as well if you need a vehicle for an occasion, something bigger or maybe something smaller to take a trip, or you got somebody coming in town, or your vehicle's getting fixed. Talk to them about rentals at Galesburg Nissan. But, yeah, they've got this is a brand-new vehicle. You're going to want to check this out because there's not too many vehicles in any class that are as affordable as the Nissan Kicks. Now a steal by Andrea Sampson on the inbound. Gave it to Deja. And
Deja put it on the ground again.
Rather than just going up with it, she took a little hop step there and tried to put it on the floor and travel with it. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Now Chloe with a near steal, and this does come away with it on the inbound. To Andrea, right wing. Swing over to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Now it's Chloe McCarthy with it. Back to Kelsey Legg. Swing it to Andrea Sampson in the right corner. Back out high right side. Kelsey Legg to Chloe to Kelsey. Now back to Chloe. Looked like she traveled. Got off to Kelsey Legg. Left wing it goes to Riley Jenkins. 21-16. Streaks have not scored here in the second half. They were down 17-16 at the end of the second quarter.
There's not much movement. I mean, Lincoln's just sitting in essentially a condensed 1-2-2. In fact, it's almost a box and one because it looks like Davis is shadowing Andrea. Watch Davis and Andrea. It looks like she's shadowing.
Riley left corner. Now goes to Kelsey. Now Andrea top of the key. Fakes, dribbles right. Gives to Riley in the right corner. She'll fire the three. Good! There you go. Maybe that'll get the Streaks going here. 7 points for Riley Jenkins. A steal by Kelsey
that's
Legg.
That's the fourth on Andrea, I think.
Ooh. Yep, so that's four on Andrea Sampson. Quickly, Coach Massey will get Lauren Livingston in. 21-19, Streaks trail, 4:02 to play here in the third quarter.
Did they change that to a three?
Oh, maybe they did. Yeah, it says 21 now, so maybe it was a three for, who was that, Kaler? Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and give it to her. Now Chloe McCarthy with a steal. Thought she had it, but a tie-up, and the possession arrow does point toward the Streaks. So another Lincoln turnover. Streaks need to take advantage here. A chance to tie it with a two or take the lead with a three.
They have Kaler for 5 points. So yeah,
that is it. So
I thought he signaled three because he put his hands up, but then the scoreboard only put in two.
Kelsey Legg, three-pointer, left baseline. Good! Streaks take the lead. Kelsey with her first basket of the night, and they've got a couple of three-pointers now here in the third quarter. And Davis lost a handle of it. Nobody for the Streaks got there. Now it goes down to Presswood.
Push is going
to be called on Lauren Livingston. I thought, I'm not sure where that came from. She was going toward the basket. Presswood was going toward the basket. And I thought Presswood just kind of pushed herself toward the baseline, but Lauren Livingston gets called for her first foul. Two team fouls on the Streaks here in the second half, and it comes to Schneider. Now Davis, right baseline. Kicks out to Kaler. Now top of the key, Schneider. Left wing, it goes to Paulus. Between the circles, Davis out high right side. It's Kaler. Now this is Paulus. Left wing, it goes to Schneider. Now Davis on the left baseline. Puts on the floor, kicks top of the key to Paulus. Now this is Kaler with it, left wing to Davis, left baseline. She goes to the wing, gives to Schneider. I like the fact that Schneider is playing out there. I'd just soon have her there than down on the block. Now Davis lost a handle on it, but Kaler comes away with it. Fires a 16-footer from straight on, puts it up and in. She's got a pretty quick release on her shot.
Well, and she seems to have good range on it, too. We saw her hit the questionable three, and then she does a nice job hitting that one off the dribble.
And Lincoln retakes the lead 23-22 with under 3 minutes to play here in the quarter. Chloe McCarthy, right baseline to Lauren Livingston. She'll penetrate, stops, puts up a little bit of a runner, got herself off balance, couldn't hit the shot. Presswood comes away with a rebound. I think she was thinking pass as she went up, and Deja turned to block out to go after the rebound, so she kind of had to put up a little bit of an awkward shot there. Davis, top of the key, down the right side lane, nicely cut off by Kelsey Legg. Now Schneider out high right side, left baseline or wing. It goes to Paulus. Now it's Kaler back to Paulus. Top of the key, Davis with 2:22 to play. This is Kaler on the right wing to Schneider out high right side. Left wing, it goes to Davis. Now to Kaler on the right wing to Paulus. Now it's Davis out high right side. Top of the key, Schneider. Left wing, it's Kaler. A lot of movement by Lincoln. Kicks out to Davis. Right wing for three. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. Riley on the run. One-on-two break. Nobody else down there to help her out. And now, a reach. Lincoln helped her out. Paulus reached in on her.
Well, Paulus trying to get down there. Yeah, bad play right there, especially when you have numbers. And, you know, if I'm the Streaks, I'm going to continue to let Davis shoot those threes because the first two she didn't even draw a rim on. That one she got rim. It was a little bit closer. But she does not look like she's got the touch out there yet.
Lexi Tucker in to give Deja a break. Now Kelsey Lake, three-pointer, left baseline. Whoa. Good! Same play again on the inbound, and it came to Riley Jenkins. Right back to Kelsey, who inbounded it on the baseline. She's got consecutive three-pointers, and now the Streaks lead 25-23, but they got beat defensively. Presswood got behind the Streaks press, and she laid it up and in. Now we're tied at 25. Four for Presswood. Chloe McCarthy. Now Lauren Livingston, top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on. Too strong. And the rebound comes down to Chloe McCarthy on the right baseline. Great hustle by Chloe. Now Kelsey Legg with it. Right wing. Swings it to Riley Jenkins on the left baseline. Riley penetrates. Kicks back to Chloe. Right baseline for three. Short. Rebound comes out long to Davis. She's on the run. One-on-one against Kelsey Legg. Stops. Pulls up with a five-footer in the paint. Put it up and in.
You know, we haven't had scoring all game, and all of a sudden both teams are pouring it in.
27-25 Lincoln with 65 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Streaks beat the full court pressure. Riley Jenkins, left wing, right on top of the three-point arc, so it's a two-pointer, but she puts it up and in. She's got nine and make it 27 apiece with 51 seconds to play. Now a steal by Lauren Livingston. Chloe McCarthy comes up with it as Lauren knocked it away. Now it's Kelsey Legg with 45 to play. She'll set for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy on high right side. Back to Kelsey Legg on the left side. Lincoln sitting back in that zone. Streaks may work for one here with 34 to play. Nope, they're running the offense. Swing it to Riley on the left baseline. Schneider closes out on her. Swing it back to Chloe. Dangerous pass. Now Lauren Livingston will penetrate right baseline. 10-footer up and airballed that one. Schneider closed out on her. And coming up with a rebound is Kaler with 19 seconds to play for Lincoln. Tied at 27 here. Left wing, Schneider fires a three. That's way short. I'll have her shooting that shot all night, too. And the long rebound. And Kaler's going to get called for the foul on the floor. Schneider going after the rebound. Put an arm in, pushed off on Lexi Tucker. That's three on Leah Schneider now. They're 6'2 sophomore. Streaks have 10.1 seconds. They'll bring it the length of the court. Kaylee Miller checks in. She replaces Lauren Livingston. Anderson back in and will show her play Schneider.
I don't know that they know Dasha's back there.
Now Paula sees her. Chloe inbounds. Kelsey Legg with it. 9 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins. Deja's wide open. Riley didn't see her quick enough. 5 seconds to play. Kelsey Legg to Chloe McCarthy. She's going to have to fire a long three out high right side. Air bought it. Rebound. Ooh, Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Tried to scoop it up and under. Just missed it at the buzzer. We have played three quarters of basketball, and we are tied at 27. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM. WGIL and WGIL.com.
Was it?
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
You have a chance to win cash just for wearing a white WGIL button.
Get yours today at
Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons in downtown Galesburg.
Minutes to play, tied at 27. Tom Meredith there, Gibson Lincoln High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and the Lincoln Rail Splitters. Streaks were outscored 10-4 in the first quarter. They outscored Lincoln 12-7 in the second, 11-10 in the third. How about we outscore by at least 1 point in this quarter? That would be good news. Lincoln with the basketball to start the final quarter. Paulus with it to Anderson on high right side. Foul trouble. Streaks Andrea Sampson with four and Leah Schneider with three for Lincoln. Jasmine Davis out high right side gives to Kaler on the left wing. A three-pointer in and out, no good. But there's Presswood for the offense rebound and put back. Nobody got in front of her, got the body on her. Crestwood with 6 points, and Lincoln takes the lead, 29-27. Kelsey Legg in the backcourt. Streak's got to get it across. They get it across to Kaylee Miller, right side, stops on the wing, dumps it down to Deja on the right block. Too much traffic there. She kicks it back out. Now Riley Jenkins left baseline. She'll penetrate, kicks it out to Kaylee Miller, right wing for three. That's short. Rebound comes down to Paulus for Lincoln. Rather, Kaler. Kaler with it. Now it's Anderson. Drives a runner in the paint. No good. Oh, they're going to call a foul. Are you kidding me? She just went up wildly, and she had no chance of making that shot. And Kaylee Miller got called for the foul. That's her first. And that's going to put Michaela Anderson at the free throw line for two shots. She's got 2 points in the game on a basket in the second quarter. Misses the first short. She's the one that, wasn't it her that hit the winning shot in the sophomore game, the half-court shot. Now Schneider's going to check back in with her three fouls with 6:55 to play, replaces Jasmine Davis.
Well, it'd be smart for the Streaks to go inside to try to get her that fourth foul. I go inside right away with Deja.
Anderson rattles the second one home. And make it 30-27, Lincoln. Full court pressure. Kaylee Miller in the backcourt. Now Kelsey Legg. Back to Kaylee. Not yet across. Finally gets it to Riley Jenkins. Down the key. Penetrates. Nice move. Sidestep Schneider. Laid it up off the glass and in. What a move by Riley Jenkins. And the Streaks trail by one. 30-29. Full court pressure from the Streaks. This is Kaylee in the backcourt. Trapped up. Now Jenkins out of trouble. Yeah, they missed
Deja
it.
Deja didn't close the trap.
Gets to Presswood, left block. Nice trap there. And kicks it out to Schneider. Out high right side, it's Anderson. Right baseline three from Kaler is short. And the rebound on the weak side goes to Schneider. And kicks out to Anderson. She'll fire the three out high left side. In and out, no good. And Kelsey Legg with the rebound. Ooh, they're going to give it back to the Streaks. Presswood knocked it away, and I'm pretty sure Kelsey hit again. Oh, the official at half court is going to overrule him. That official was right on top of the play. That's why I don't like it.
Nope.
Oh, no, he's not. He's
yeah, he is.
He was not in a position. We were in a better position. That official was right. He was literally, Kelsey was standing right in front of him. And, it's probably the right call, but I just hate when they make that call. Oh, now a travel called after the inbound, so I'm not sure
I didn't see that either because
a makeup call.
Coach Rohr was jumping up and down in the sideline. She was really upset about something. Now she's pulling the sweatshirt
off.
Wow,
that's kind of funny to see that because you see the coaches on the men's side when wearing the suits, pull the sport coat off and throw it. She was wearing, kind of a sweatshirt there and pulled it off and threw it behind the bench. Kaylee Miller, right side, penetrates, fires a 10-footer, no good. What's the call? Away from the ball. On who?
Oh, my gosh, Deja. It's going to go on Deja.
What in the world was that?
I don't know because all it was Kaylee bringing the ball in on her own, and there wasn't even a screen set. So whoever Deja pushed would have had to have been the person she was trying to post up on.
So Kaylee came down. She hit the shot from about 8 feet, and phantom foul on Deja Range.
Coach Massey not happy either for obvious reasons.
Yeah, and that's her first foul. Now the Streaks get the steal. Now we're going to have a foul on, is it Schneider or Kaler? If it's Schneider, that's her fourth. Nope, it goes against Kaler. So Madeline Kaler, just her second foul. 14 fouls on the Streaks, two on Lincoln. 5:57 to play, Streaks trail 30-29. Riley Jenkins to inbound from the left baseline, or right baseline. We'll see if we do the same play. Or actually, it was Kelsey that inbounded before. We'll see if it comes in. To Kelsey, goes to the wing, back to Riley on the left baseline, fires a three, short, and the rebound off the hands of Chloe, and Paulus comes away with it. Now to Kaler. And it goes to Presswood, down on the right block, turns. Oh, my goodness, she made the shot, and Chloe McCarthy straight up and down, and the shot went in. They call the foul on Chloe. Well, not sure what Coach Massey yelled there. I think it was directed at the officials. I mean, it was a nice shot by Presswood. It was really good defense, though, by Chloe McCarthy. Straight up and down. Presswood turned and made the contact. Misses the free throw, though. Andrea Sampson with the rebound. 32-29, Lincoln, 5:40 to play. Kelsey Legg with it. Left wing, it's Riley Jenkins.
Andrea's back on the floor. Remember, she has four fouls, so she's got to play cautiously on the defensive end. But I'm sure Coach Massey wanted to get her offense in as soon as possible.
Hopefully she hadn't cooled down. She had a couple of threes there in that second quarter. Now Kelsey with it to Andrea, right wing. Streaks need to get something going offensively.
Watch out.
Now Riley with it. Spins, and a push is going to be called on Kaler. Now that's three fouls on Madeline Kaler.
Well, we didn't see many calls at all throughout the whole game, and now all of a sudden the officials are blowing the whistles.
Yeah, that's the only thing we ask for. Good or bad, just be consistent.
Right.
If you're bad all the time, fine. If you're good all the time, fine. But just have some consistency. Good sometimes, bad sometimes is not a good thing. Riley to inbound from the left baseline. It comes to Kelsey Leigh. Goes to the wing. Right back to Riley on the baseline. Presswood closes
good
out.
Pass.
Passes inside to Chloe. I thought Schneider knocked it away. They're going to say it went off Chloe last. 5:07 to play. 32-29 is the Lincoln lead. Schneider to inbound. Streaks with full court pressure. And it comes to Kaler. And they let her go right down the right baseline or right sideline out of Presswood, and she just threw it away. I'm not sure
where she
was going. She turned and spun and threw it way over the head of Paulus. Presswood, another one of these young players. She's a sophomore, 5'9". They've only got one senior on the roster, and she's hurt currently. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 freshmen on the roster. 1, 2, 3, 4 sophomores for Lincoln. Now the streaks
return the favor.
Away. Can't have that. You got to take advantage when you get the opportunity, especially when you're down. Davis back in now. Ooh, a foul on Riley Jenkins. I didn't think he was going to call it initially. She was going after the steal, got there too late, ran into Kaler. So that is the first foul on Riley, and now 5 team fouls on the streaks. Wait a minute. It was 5. They just flipped it to 6. That's not a 1 and bonus situation.
No.
Unless they're adding 2. No, it was on 5.
It was on 5.
And they
now
switched
it's
6. It to 6.
No.
No, they
it's
just
six
it.
Fouls.
They just switched it to 5 from 5 to 6. They literally just switched it. Now
saying,
they flipped it to 7.
Well, the scorekeeper's saying that it should be 7 is what you just told Coach Massey.
Let's see. Well, Andrea already had 4. She got 2 of them here in the second half, right? Riley with 1, Deja with 1 as Kaler hits the free throw. Let's see. So Kaler with a chance of the 1 and bonus here, makes the first. Now it's 33-29. And second one missed that badly. Deja with a rebound. Streaks need to get something going on the offensive end. Chloe McCarthy across midcourt left side picks up, and Kelsey just got across the midcourt to receive that pass. Right at the center circle now, Kelsey Leigh. 1-2-2 zone by Lincoln. Chloe McCarthy on high left side. Swing it to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Gets a pick from Kelsey. Fires a 3. Missed it. Rebound. Deja skies for it. Puts it on the floor. Kicks out to Riley. She'll fire on top of the three-point arc. Missed it. And the Deja came away with the ball. Got knocked to the floor and had to get rid of it. Now Riley with the steal. Puts it up off the glass left side and in. Great hustle by the streaks and make it 33-31. Lincoln, 4:05 to play. Davis traveled with a no call and then just threw it away. She got going way too fast, and that's what we were talking about this off the air, with hoping the streaks would press, because with these young ball handlers, they're going to get going too fast, and that's exactly what happened that time as Davis threw it in the general direction of Presswood, but threw it out of bounds. Streaks get it back with a chance to tie or take the lead with a 3. Riley Jenkins out high left side as the streaks break the full court pressure. Now Chloe McCarthy between the circles, 3:48 to play. Streaks trail by 2, 33-31. Riley Jenkins left wing. Gives to Deja range on the left baseline. Kicks back out to Kelsey Leigh out high left side on the sideline. Now back to Riley on the left baseline. Lost a handle on it. Yep, the pass was a little bit in front of her. And, again, with apparently a slick ball tonight, that's going to be a hard one to reel in. But, she just couldn't get the hands on it. So the streaks turn it over. How many is that now?
19.
Ooh, not good. 3.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Schneider, now a 3-on-1 break for Lincoln, and Davis muffed it. They had a 3-on-1 break, and she almost traveled with it and then just got rid of the ball. Fortunately for Lincoln, the ball went off the foot of Chloe McCarthy and out of bounds, so Lincoln gets it back on the right baseline with 3:28 to play. And it comes to Schneider, right wing. Bulls her way in on the baseline, missed the shot,
over the
went
top.
Over Deja's back, and there's the fourth foul on Leah Schneider as she went over the back of Deja Range. We'll see what they've got for team fouls, because that should be their fifth, and we don't know if they have it right on the board or not. So the PA guy said team foul number 5, and that's what the board says now. But when we had 5 and went to 6, they said we had 7, according to the official score. 3:12 to play. Andrea Sampson, top of the key out high left side. Chloe McCarthy swings it over to Andrea on the right wing. Now down to Deja on the right block. Spins into the paint. Kicks out. And she was getting pushed out by Schneider. I wish they would call that, because as Deja turned, Schneider's kind of putting the knee into her from behind and pushing her out of the lane. Chloe, now Kelsey with it out high right side. Chloe out high on the left side. 2:51 to play. Streaks trail 33-31. Chloe picks up now looking for help and finally gets to Riley near the center court line. Now Kelsey Legg in the center circle, dribbles left, back to Riley. Out high right side to Andrea Sampson, 2:36 to play. Swing it over to Riley Jacobs.
That's not a foul. You can't call that as a foul.
Oh,
she's allowed to set up a screen there, and if the girl runs into her, it's not a foul. That's a terrible call.
And I also thought Kelsey was going up in the air after the ball.
No, it was the other player jumped up to try to get the ball. Kelsey was setting the screen.
So Kelsey Legg picks up her first foul, and it's an offensive foul. As Davis comes down, puts one up from straight on in the paint from about 8 feet out, puts it up and in. So now it's a 35-31 lead.
This guy's just terrible. He's made terrible calls all night long.
Riley drives left side, kicks it out to Andrea Sampson, out high right side for three. Good!
Streaks needed that one.
So still feeling it, and Coach Massey calls a timeout with 2:10 to play, and it's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Lincoln 35, Galesburg 34. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team plays their second straight makeup game as they host the Alamann Pioneers tomorrow morning. I'm Tom Erden. Join me for the pregame around 11:10 on WGIL. Tend to play here in the ball game at Lincoln. Tom Erdith there, Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Lincoln Rail Splitters 35-34. Halftime for the Galesburg Silver Streak boys up at United Township, and they are tied at 21 with the Panthers. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman there. That game on 92.7 FM, the Laser. As soon as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight, we'll pick up the remainder of that one. Hopefully we'll be talking about a Streaks victory here first off. Schneider brings it across as Lincoln breaks the full court pressure. Left wing goes to Davis. Now it's Paulus with it to Kaler between the circles. Right side, it's Davis. Now to Paulus between the circles. Out high left side, it's Kaler. Now Schneider. Now Davis on the right wing. Back to Kaler out high right side. Right wing, it goes to Paulus. 1:46 to play. Schneider, top of the key. We'll let her take that three. Missed it. But the rebound comes out long to Paulus. Streaks needed that one. I don't know why you're taking that shot. Near steal by Riley Jenkins. Schneider gets it back, gets to Kaler left wing, fires a three flat, and the rebound comes down
to
Kelsey Legg.
It'll
be a
foul.
They're going to call it on Presswood.
Right.
Which way are they calling it? Yeah, they're walking the other way. Hopefully that's the case.
Who shot that three? Was it Kaler?
That was Kaler. Yep, the foul goes against Presswood, and that is her. Is that her first foul, really? Wow. So the Streaks get it back. 16 fouls now on Lincoln. Streaks get it back, trailing by one. 1:31 to play. Full court pressure. Good hustle by Kelsey Legg going after that rebound. Kind of got tackled there by Presswood and kind of flipped over going out of bounds. Streaks with it in the backcourt. Chloe McCarthy gets it to Andrea Sampson across midcourt right side. Swings it over to Kelsey Legg. Dangerous pass there, but Kelsey able to reel it in. 1:15 to play. Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson, top of the key. Out high left side to Kelsey Legg. To Riley Jenkins going down the left side of the lane. Laid it up, missed it. They faked it. They were looking for that pass over the top. They had the pick set for Andrea on the right wing. And instead, Riley faded into the paint and couldn't get the shot to fall but got fouled. The foul goes against Presswood. That's her second. So Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Yeah, good job by Riley. They're slipping into the middle of the lane. Like you said, she faked the screen on the far side of the zone and just slipped in once the defense adjusted.
Riley hits the first. We are tied at 35 with 1:08 to play in the ball game. That is the first free throw the Streaks have attempted tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Second shot up. Ooh, missed it. Short. Deja inside for the rebound. Presswood went over her back. No call. Oh. And then Deja got pushed out of bounds when she was trying to run it down. But it goes back to Lincoln as Deja lost a handle on it. Now it's Presswood on the right wing. Inside they go to Schneider on the block. Turns and two-footer up off the glass and in.
Well, Andrea was there and had to be real careful. Yeah. And so she tried to just stay straight up and gave space.
37-35 Lincoln, 45 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson out high right side. Fires a three. Bounces off. No good. Weak side rebound. Deja puts it up. Foul not called. Riley comes down with a rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. And the possession error points toward the Streaks. So Andrea a little bit short on that one. Deja went high for the rebound. I thought she got fouled on that as it looked like Presswood went over her back, but the Streaks get it back nonetheless with 35.3 to play.
Yeah, right now you'd like to see the Streaks get that little duck in two in the lane, but it doesn't look like it's going to come.
Andrea, right baseline to Riley. Kick it over to Kelsey Legg, left side, now right wing. Riley Jenkins tried to get it inside to Chloe McCarthy. It got knocked away, and that should go back to the Streaks. Yeah,
well,
Presswood knocked it out of bounds or stepped on the inline going after that one.
Well, and right there, Chloe's got to make sure she holds that post position. She didn't hold it, which let Schneider get by her to knock the ball away.
So the Streaks will have it out far on the right baseline, out near the corner. Kelsey Legg will inbound. 24.7 to play. Streaks trail 37-35. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy, left wing. Riley Jenkins, she'll bring it back out and set the offense. Andrea Sampson now at high, Kelsey Legg, now to Riley Jenkins out high left side. 15 seconds to play. We're going to go for the win here or go for the tie? Deja, now Kelsey Legg with 10 seconds to play. Now it's Andrea for three, right baseline.
Good.
Rebound comes down to Schneider, and they foul Schneider with 3.7 seconds to play. Man, that was right on target. Andrea's three-pointer went down in and popped back out, spun around. And popped out. Schneider came down with a rebound. They fouled with 3.7 seconds to play. She shot three free throws in the second quarter. That was the only free throws of the first half. She hit the final of a it was three shots that she got fouled on a three-pointer. So this time it's a one and bonus, and Coach Massey calls timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3.7 to play. Streaks trail 37-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. .7 to play, and the Streaks trailing by 2, 37-35. When we come back, it'll be the sophomore, 6'2", Leah Schneider at the free throw line. She's got 9 points in the game, 1 for 3 from the free throw line. As we said, she hit the third of a three-shot attempt in the first half. So, boy, that was unfortunate. They got the play set up, got the shot they wanted. Andrea put up the three from the right baseline, and sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. That one went in and then changed his mind.
Around, yeah. That one spun the rim.
Yep, and popped back out. So the Streaks, not over, but it'll be tough with 3.7. You can, if she makes one of two, you still have a chance to tie with a three. If she misses both, you have a chance to win it with a three. Well, we saw that happen in the sophomore game. The teams exchanged turnovers. And
maybe the Streaks owe them one here.
Yeah. And at the buzzer, actually after the buzzer, Lincoln put a half-court shot up and off the glass. It was after the buzzer, but they gave it to them, so they beat our sophomores 52-49. So 3.7 to play here. And it'll be Leah Schneider at the free throw line, 6'2", sophomore. And this is a chance of the one and bonus. So the Streaks got to know that they get this. She misses, they get this rebound. They got to immediately head the other way.
One timeout left.
So either they call the timeout. Oh, now another timeout called by Coach Massey.
I don't understand this.
Another full timeout. Interesting. I don't know if it had to do with a setup or did they put their players up on the lane? I thought they did.
No, they put like one or two on the lane. But the thing I don't understand is if I'm Coach Massey and the rebound comes out weird, I wanted to have a timeout so that I could reset. Now you have no timeouts left. You're going to have to just
go.
You just got to push the ball regardless of where the ball ends up.
Well, the hope is get it. And honestly, you would want to get it to Riley as quickly as possible because she gets up the floor fairly quickly. But even so, if she doesn't get the rebound and it's a pass to her, you're talking then a couple of seconds to get past midcourt through defense. So I don't know how good a shot you'll get off of it. If she happened to get the rebound, she might be able to get a decent look at it. So we'll see what happens here. But, again, if she misses the first, you go after the rebound. But you got to make sure first that you block out also.
Well, and the other thing is you got to you can't rely on a foul here because these officials aren't going to get up the floor fast enough.
Yeah. All right. So Schneider
now
at the free
now they're
throw line.
Definitely on the line.
Yep. All right. So they've got one back near midcourt, one all the way back at our free throw line. Leah Schneider, 6'2", sophomore at the free throw line. First shot is up. Made it. So
she
now
makes this one. It'll be
still
decisive.
A one-possession game now. But if she makes a second, that will be it. They wouldn't even if the Streaks score, they wouldn't have to inbound, though. So Schneider.
Yeah, no timeouts left either for the Streaks.
Second one is up. Missed it. Rebound to Deja. Gets to Kelsey Legg. She's going to fire from midcourt. No pass to Riley. Oh, oh. Yep, didn't get the three off in time. It banked in. If it was a sophomore game, they would have counted it. That was the exact same thing that happened in the sophomore game. So, unfortunate. Yeah, Kelsey, I mean, she almost, it obviously wouldn't have been as good a shot, but you need to take that one from midcourt.
Right.
She made the extra pass there. So the Streaks fall to defeat here tonight to the Lincoln Rail Splitters. Final score, Lincoln 38. Galesburg 35. Well, had a shot at it there, and I mean, it worked out the way it should. But one, you know, Deja gets a rebound. She's got an outlet immediately.
Right.
And the direction she turned, that's where Kelsey was, and that's the way you had to go.
Right.
So, Streaks fall here tonight by a final of 38-35. We'll come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats. Name our day's all about a crunch time player of the game. Streaks fall 38-35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Just and Cook State Farm, where auto insurance rates are changing. Keep your family covered for the best value and quality around. Partly cloudy skies for tonight with patchy fog and patchy freezing drizzle developing through the overnight hours and a low of 17, but rising to about 29 through the overnight. Cloudy for tomorrow, areas of fog, patchy freezing rain as well, and a high of 40. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 18 degrees.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Lincoln High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. Streaks fall, tough one to lose here tonight to the Lincoln Rail Splitters. 38-35, the final score. Streaks were outscored 11-8. In that fourth quarter. One of the big stats in this game, well, not only the way the Streaks didn't shoot the ball that well, but turnovers are going to be such a big thing when we get to our stats coming up here. And, you know, even not playing your best game, you're in it and have an opportunity, but just can't get it done in the end. And plenty of opportunities, that's for sure. I mean, we saw that, you know, not only late in the game, but throughout the third and fourth quarters, we had plenty of opportunities where we either turned it over or just couldn't get the shot to fall, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it seemed very much like a game that you're playing after you've had a week off.
Yeah.
Kind of rusty. The team just didn't look like it could find an offensive flow. And, you know, they were only playing – it was essentially a 1-3-2 or a 2-3. They were just compacting the zone in to take away the Streaks inside game. And, you know, we only saw a couple times that they took advantage of slip screens and things in the lane.
So the Streaks fall here tonight, 38-35, the final score. Coming up when we wrap up our broadcast here, we'll pick up the rest of the boys game. Right now, if you're trying to find them, they're on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Their second half just underway at United Township. But when we wrap things up here, we'll bring you the rest of the boys game here on WGIL. Coming up, we'll check in with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
They're free, and with it, you could win cash. So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at the Grandview Restaurant on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
Back here in Lincoln High School, Tom Erdith there. Gibson Streaks fall to the Lincoln Rail Splitters, 38-35. The final score, Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction. And I have the right choice for your next project. Coach, we were just talking before the break that didn't play your best game, but you had a lot of opportunities in this game that just, for whatever reason, one, the shots weren't falling that well, and turnovers were a killer here tonight. One thing I noticed early, did the girls say anything about the ball being slick? Because it looked like on both teams that everybody was having trouble handling the ball, so that wasn't the case?
No.
Well, just a tough one here tonight. Late in the game, they had the free throw opportunity. You called the timeout. Was that – I mean, what was the what was said? I mean, I guess you kind of had the best scenario you could. She missed the free throw. You got the rebound, got the outlet pass. Was that kind of, you know, what
yeah,
you
I
wanted
mean,
to
we
do?
Set that up and wanted to give her time to think. And we wanted to, you know, get a quick outlet. And, you know, we told them we had time for three dribbles, and we took four. And it's a tough thing for kids to understand that. But that's not where we lost the game and stuff.
Right.
But it was, you know, this was a very disappointing game because we just had, maybe the 1-2-2 does that to you a little bit, that we had too many situations in which we had kids who – things that they've done and that we need them to do all season, they've, you know, failed to do. You know, that we had situations where, for whatever the reason was, that, you know, we had shooters that didn't even look at the basket and take a shot for an entire quarter, and then we had kids that missed two shots and then they quit shooting. And so there was one sequence, and by the time we got to late first quarter, where we looked out and there wasn't anybody on the perimeter that was looking to shoot the ball. Well, that's just a recipe that you're going to turn the ball over. And as you said, you look at how we handled the ball press against Bloomington Central Catholic, who's a much better team than this. And here, you know, like even they're right down to the wire of where it's just so frustrating that we press break going up the floor. We ended up, we had unforced turnover, you know, where we had the ball and in a great situation with a tie score. And we just, you know, it was not a case that they were guarded or anything like that. We just threw the ball away. And so it's a little baffling in terms of doing things. And, the tough part is that, you know, to try and get back in the game, we pressed and pressed. So. It's going to be a tough turnaround in the morning.
Yeah, well, and that's something we talked about with the turnovers, they had the press on there, but it wasn't like, that the girls were being guarded really closely, just that so many of them seemed to be the of the unforced variety of turnovers.
Right. And, you know, it's a tough thing where it just, you know, we have too many situations where we've got kids that really didn't seem like they wanted the ball, that they were kind of fading out of things and tough, and we need to do that. I thought, Kelsey Legg stepped up, did a nice job as the point guard for most of the second half, and, got us into things and stuff. But it just, as I said, it's to the kids. It's just this is a game we certainly would wish we had back. I think they're, 7-19.
Or I think that. I think that might have been their ninth win there. Either way. And the one of the unfortunate things, you didn't shoot well early, and finally Andrea started to heat up in that second quarter, hit a couple of threes. Well, then got riddled with foul trouble and a couple of cheapies, we thought. But so you had to have her on the bench for a while and lost her for a good chunk of, that third quarter into the fourth. And she was able to come in and hit one. And then you had the one down there that you set up and you had a nice play set up and the shot was right on target. And one of those just sometimes they go, sometimes they don't. That one rolled down in and rolled back out. So that was unfortunate that you lost her for a length of time in foul trouble.
Right. Yep, a tough night in general, that's for sure.
All right, like you said, short turnaround, and tomorrow the conference game. I guess the good news with that conference game tomorrow, you win that one and you clinch at least a share of second place in the Western Big Six Conference, no matter what would happen in the other two games. But if you take two of the three, you're in second place all alone, so you hope that you can make a good turnaround, and it's going to be kind of a weird thing. I know Coach McCracken talked with their game with Rock Island last night. It was weird because they didn't have a sophomore game and they played at 5:00. She said it was just a weird atmosphere. Well, welcome to tomorrow, where you're playing an 11:30 game, and it's senior night for you on a Saturday morning.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're not.
It's
okay,
Monday.
Oh,
Monday
you are doing a Monday. I'm sorry, yeah. I misunderstood. Okay, well that'll make it less weird, but still, it's not too often you're playing a Saturday morning conference game, so it'll be kind of a weird atmosphere. But you just hope that the girls are ready for that turnaround, and because Alleman's going to be ready no matter.
Right, and Alleman is a much better team than Lincoln, and so unfortunately for us, if we kind of have the same bounce to our step tomorrow, that and it's one of those things that it's frustrating as coaches, because there's things where I thought. I thought with a senior group, and we're playing against basically a fresh soft team, that I thought, we would, the end of the year, we'd kind of have a little more oomph to what we wanted to get done, but we didn't and stuff with it. And so we'll have to see that they've got to be, today when things didn't go well, we started to kind of not have each other's back. And those are things that hopefully we'll be correct.
Coach, always appreciate your time. We'll let you guys get on the road. Thank you.
Yep.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game show, again brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back and run down our post game stats. Also coming up, our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Streaks fall 38-35. You know what? Actually, let's go ahead and get started on the stats now, since we already took a break here. Post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in Oneida. Not a whole lot of scoring to talk about, and that's something that the coach mentioned, that, you had girls out there not looking for shots. He said at one point you had nobody out on the perimeter looking for a shot during a stretch. So only four people score. Riley Jenkins led the way with 14 points. She had 5 twos, a 3. The only free throw she shot in the entire game, she was 1 for 2. 11 for Andrea Sampson. She had 3 threes and a 2. Again, unfortunately, she got saddled with foul trouble, so missed a good chunk of that third quarter. 3 threes and a 2-pointer. 6 points for Kelsey Legg on a couple of threes that were key there in the third quarter. And 4 points for Deja Range. Had the first two baskets of the ball game for the Streaks, and then they just weren't able to get it to her anymore down on the block. So 6 3-pointers, 1 for 2 from the line. For Lincoln, they were led by their sophomore 6'2 center, Leah Schneider, with 10 points. 4 baskets, just 2 for 5 from the line. 8 points apiece for Cadence Presswood and Madeline Kaler. 3 baskets for Presswood. Four baskets for Presswood, 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Kaler had a couple of 2s, a 3, 1 for 2 from the line. 7 points for Jasmine Davis, 4 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Michaela Anderson, a basket, 1 for 2 from the line. They had 1 3, 5 for 12 from the free throw line.
Yeah, you look at the turnovers, 24 turnovers for the Railers. The Streaks did not do a good job of taking advantage of that. 21 for the Streaks, turning the ball over way too much. 24-22 edge those for the Streaks in rebounding, including 12-5 on the offensive boards. Lincoln was 16 of 34 from the field, including 1 of 12 from distance. Streaks were 14 of 45 from the field, 6 of 26 from distance. Deja finishes with 7 rebounds and an assist to go with her 4 points. Lauren Livingston had 2 assists. Chloe McCarthy had 4 rebounds, 6 steals. Alexia Tucker had a board, 3 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals for Andrea Sampson. And 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals for Riley Jenkins. 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and 3 steals for Kelsey Legg.
All right. Streaks fall 38-35. We will come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back in Lincoln High School, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. The Streaks fall to the Lincoln Rail Splitters. 38-35 is the final score. Streaks turned the ball over 21 times. Lincoln turned it over more, 24, but they shot better from the field. They were 16 for 34 to the Streaks, 14 for 45. Yeah, tough one here tonight. You could hear the disappointment in Coach Massey's voice. That's for sure.
Coach Rohr has to be happy though. Her girls were 15 of 22 from inside the arc, so they did a good job of attacking the Streaks inside and converting. And you know, I don't know how you're not frustrated with this result if you're Coach Massey and the Streaks. This was a game that you definitely look at, and no game's a gimme, but this was one of those games you felt like you could win, and it was a game where they pretty much played to your strength. They collapsed the inside and let you shoot the threes and let you attack the middle, and the Streaks just didn't do enough of it.
Well, yep, and Coach Massey definitely disappointed in this one. And just like he talked about it, we said we need to bounce back and actually have more bounce in our step than we did in this game because, you know, like he said, Alleman's a better team than this, you could argue. You know? All right, time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It's tough loss. There was a few good bright spots. I mean, Coach mentioned Kelsey Legg and the job she did running the point late in the game. She had a couple of threes in that third quarter to help the Streaks turn around there. She had, 5 rebounds and an assist and 3 steals to go along with what she did. Andrea Sampson, when she was in there, didn't shoot the ball well early, but hit a couple of threes and a 2 in the had that layup, a steal and layup, and then a couple of threes and another 3 in the fourth quarter, and had that one late that went down in and popped back out. Also, 3 rebounds and assists, a couple of steals. But this young lady kind of handled things offensively in the second half. She had 10 points in the second half, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and I think that this is the way we got to go here tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go with Riley Jenkins, the sophomore guard. She scores 5 points there in the fourth quarter to kind of help the Streaks stay in. I mean, the Streaks only got 8 points in the fourth. She had the 4 assists, the 3 steals, 3 rebounds. So a nice shot by Riley Jenkins. Unfortunately, just not enough.
So Riley Jenkins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Days. Well, the streaks fall here tonight. They're now 16-12. Lincoln picks up their ninth win on the season, but we're right back at it tomorrow morning. It's a Western Big Six conference game against the Alamo Pioneers, and believe me, they're going to be ready to play when they come to see the streaks. So the weird thing, having a conference game on a Saturday morning. So I'll be there with it. Eric's on assignment tomorrow, so I'll have that for you tomorrow morning at about 11:10 for the pregame, 11:30 scheduled tip tomorrow here on WGIL. Thanks to James Noble for taking care of things back at the station. You'll be back with me, Monday night when Jacksonville comes to town? And then
the Crimson, correct?
Then I won't see. Yeah, the Jacksonville Crimsons. And I won't see you again until we meet up at Manual. What a nice place to meet in a couple of weeks here. All right. Thanks to James Noble, our studio engineer. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying good night from Lincoln.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.